Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello everyone and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH the podcast. And once again, this is your host Janine. And for today's podcast episode, let's answer the question that we've received via email. And the question is, how can I pay my 400,000 credit card debts with a 20,000 peso salary? So to be honest with you and to be completely transparent, I might not be the best person to answer the question because I haven't experienced that one yet. And wala akong plans to experience yung scenario na yun, no? As much as possible, I wanted to control my credit card, like in terms of spending. But whatever the reason is, I hope that you're okay, you're doing well somehow. And yeah, kasi maybe, you know, the reason would be like bills na kailangan talagang urgent na bayaran and so on and so forth. To answer your question, if ako yung nasa case mo, again, it's easier said than done, but most likely ito siguro yung gagawin ko. The first thing that I would do is to get my fixed expenses, monthly fixed expenses, and my monthly non-negotiables. Ano yung non-negotiables? Ito yung pang self-care ko. I'm so sorry, pero yun talaga yung non-negotiables ko, self-care. Kasi it would make me feel like hindi ako masyado pressured. And at the same time, again, it would make things a lot easier and mas sustainable siya. And then once you have your monthly fixed expenses and your monthly non-negotiables, the next thing that I would do would be divide the 400,000 pesos sa months to pay na gusto kong bayaran siya. For example, gusto ko 24 months to pay lang, ganyan. But another way to do this is to actually divide 400,000 with the money that you're willing to shell out per month para alam mo kung gano'n mo siya katagal babayaran. But to be honest, I wouldn't recommend that route kasi parang hindi ka alis sa comfort zone mo. But good to know na rin just in case para lang alam mo kung gano'n katagal mo babayaran if gano'n yung ilalabas mong pera. But I would still go sa route na 400K divided by 24 months or months na gusto ko siyang bayaran or period na gusto ko siyang bayaran. And then whatever the answer is, i-add ko siya doon sa monthly fixed expenses, non-negotiables ko, and yung savings. Importante rin sa akin yung savings. Or pwede ko siyang i-add doon sa bucket na non-negotiable. So, it really depends on you. And then I will get the sum. And yung sum na yun, yun yung kailangan na monthly salary ko. Yun yung kailangan na meron ako. So, for example, sobrang laki yung kailangan ko palang kumita ng parang mga nasa, I don't know, like 70,000 pesos or maybe 100,000 pesos per month para mabayaran ko to. Or options na I would do is one, look for a job with a higher salary. Pero what if, ano ka, like starter ka pa lang, no? Siguro I would acquire skills. Mabawasan ko siguro yung monthly non-negotiables ko. And i-invest ko siya sa sarili ko. And i-equip ko yung sarili ko with high-paying na, ayun nga, mga skills. Like data analysis or data analytics, ganyan. Yung mga ganung bagay kasi high-paying job yung mga yun. And then, other option that you could also do is look for side hustles. And you might ask, saan ako pwede maghanap ng side hustles? Ang dami na. As in, literal na nasa internet na lahat. We have onlinejobs.ph, we have Upwork, we have remotework.com, and then we also have LinkedIn, of course, Jobstreet, we also have Indeed, and we also have, again, content creators na hindi madadamot sa pag-share ng mga resources, and it's for free, na you could also learn from them or maybe reach out sa kanila. And meron ka matutunan din sa kanila para makapag-strategize ka rin on how you could look for potential clients. So, yeah. Basically, ayun siguro yung dalawa kong gagawin. Either look for a job with a higher salary or look for a side hustle. Pero for example, the job with a higher salary naman would give me more time. Like, kunwari konti lang yung ginagawa and all. Then, I would still look for a side hustle para mabilis ko mabayaran yung 400,000 na utang ko. And another thing would be, I would be more consistent in terms of tracking my expenses. Specifically, the cash flow. Kasi when you track things, it will help you determine where to improve or makikita mo, meron akong unnecessary gastos na pwede palang bawasan or masyado palang malaki yung monthly gastos ko dito sa bagay na to and kaya ko naman to go for like a different way na mas makakatipid ako. So, I guess that's all so far. And also, yung peace of mind. I know na kapag may utang ka, yung peace of mind mo, I mean, wala kang peace of mind basically. Kasi ako nga, like, I mean, paid naman lahat. It's just that kapag may nakikita ako na kahit 1,000 pesos, tapos hindi pa siya bayad. I don't know, ina-attack yung anxiety. Like, kailangan pagka ano, binabayaran ko talaga siya in full. Kasi I love points din. So, ayun. Ayoko lang din kasi yung nababaon sa utang or whatnot. Pero again, there's also good debt and bad debt. Kailangan mo lang din ng peace of mind and isipin mo na this too shall pass. And again, always take action.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.